One veteran this Memorial Day is sharing his experiences trying to help other vets get stable housing, medical care, or other help. Brad Patricus is a caseworker with Catholic Charities working on supportive services for veterans and their families.
They're in the shelter. I'd either go pick them up and take them somewhere and meet with them, or I'd go, if they already had an apartment, I'd go to their apartment and I'd meet with them. I'd figure out, you know, what needs they were missing, whether it's help them find income, help them find some type of stability. I'll work with them to find an apartment that they can afford within their budget.
The program can help with security deposit and moving costs. Patricus spent 8 years in the U.S. Army, much of it with the 10th Mountain Division 3-6 Field Artillery, including 2 tours in Iraq and 1 in Afghanistan. But he's helping more than just his peers.
I mean, we deal with veterans from any generation, whether it's the Korean War or Vietnam War or the first Gulf War, or even modern-day veterans from Iraq, Afghanistan.
Brad is able to get them registered with the VA or see if they're missing benefits they're owed. It could be mental health or job training.
The military has really started focusing on helping veterans get out, so I just got out myself last year, so I learned a lot of the services while I was coming through myself. And it's stuff that 3-4 years ago either didn't exist or wasn't being pushed and advertised. And good for me to be able to share my knowledge and help people get some of the services that they were missing.
And it all might work a little better because he also wore the uniform.
I've heard numerous times that it was nice for them to have another veteran to talk to, and it was easier for me to understand some of the stuff that they've experienced and go through. And I'm more apt to share my experiences with somebody that's been through the same stuff, so it's probably great for them too.
For this Memorial Day, Brad just thanks everyone who served and wishes luck to his buddies over there now. The Supportive Services for Veterans program, again, is with Catholic Charities.